One day, old Mr. Earnshaw said he had to go to Liverpool and that he would bring the children back presents. We waited for 3 days for him to return, and it was late on the evening of the third day when the door was flung open and in came Mr. Earnshaw. He threw himself in a chair, laughing, saying how exhausted he was and that he had found a present for all of us. He opened up his coat, and there, hiding beneath it, was a dirty, ragged, black-haired child. And when he spoke, none of us could understand what language he was speaking. He looked about 6 years old, the same age as Miss Cathy. Mrs. Earnshaw was not happy to have another mouth to feed, but her husband explained he had found the child homeless and starving on the streets of Liverpool. He had not been able to find the child's family, so had brought him home. "We shall call him Heathcliff," he said, "and he is to live with us from now on." Cathy and Heathcliff quickly became friends, but Hindley hated him, and to tell the truth, so did I. We were constantly unkind to the dark child, but he never complained when Hindley hit him or I pushed him out of the way. Perhaps he was used to being treated like that. He was a great favourite of Mr. Earnshaw, and this made Hindley hate him even more. From the moment Heathcliff arrived, there was bad feeling in the house. But when the children all got the measles, Heathcliff was as patient as a lamb throughout his illness, and I became fond of him. As they grew up, Hindley continued to treat Heathcliff badly, and still he didn't complain. I thought this was because he had a forgiving character. You will see how wrong I was about that. When Miss Cathy was 13 years old, her father, Mr. Earnshaw, became ill, and Joseph began to poison his mind against all the children. Hindley was sent away to college. I hoped that with Hindley gone, there would be peace in the house, but I was wrong about that too. "You have met Joseph?" she asked. I nodded. "A horrible, poisonous man, sir. Every day he told Mr. Earnshaw how bad Miss Cathy and Heathcliff were, but this only made Miss Cathy's behaviour even worse. Oh, she was a wild thing. She would try your patience all day with her bad ways. But you could not stay cross with her for long.